All of these steps can happen quickly. You and your staff are always thinking about what you can do to proactively address a situation before it moves into a crisis and results in a restraint. With the right supports and training, you and your staff should be able to implement the person's positive support strategies and avoid this stage.
Because you know Jordan well and have thought of different positive support strategies, you mentioned to him that you just heard a new song by his favorite band. Jordan stops slamming plates as you start to describe how much you like that new song. When you see he is calming, you redirect him to start washing plates in the back while listening to the radio.
You need to make sure that your staff are aware that a situation with mounting frustration and aggression may involve a crisis. Remember that before you do a restraint, you need to take steps to proactively de-escalate the crisis. And never use a restraint unless the person or others are in an imminent risk.